This is Glenn Hauser with the World of Radio, 1800. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 18th, Belarus, Bermuda, Biafra, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Cuba, East Turkestan, Equatorial Guinea, France, Germany, Guam, Indonesia, International Waters, Iran, Italy, Korea North, Myanmar, North America, Oklahoma, Russia, Rwanda, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, as of November 13th, Kai Ludwig in Germany reports on contradictory schedule data for Radio Belarus. There appears to be confusion about the current time slots for the operations in Minsk, probably related to summertime being abandoned in Belarus. HFCC shows 11730 is supposed to start at 12 UT, but it's already on at 11:30, resulting in a bad clash with Saudi Arabia on 11730 for Europe until 1200. The other way around, Radio Belarus shows 1170 medium wave for the Polish program segment between 16 and 18. But a few days ago, the transmitter stayed on until 19 UT. He's yet had no opportunity to check whether it's starting an hour later at 17. Surprisingly, they stick to the summer frequency, 11930, after 1900. It had, just like parallel 11730, faded out, not only here in eastern Germany, but also on the SDR in the Netherlands, with only faint, unusable residual signals remaining. That is, instead of going to 7255. Apparently, some efforts have been made to repair the 11730 transmitter. The hum has been reduced, but noise between about 200 and 500 hertz are still present, and the program audio increased somewhat. 6080 confirmed it is operating after 1900 with the BR1 domestic program for the Ukraine. Sounded still pretty hummy, as far as one could tell, with poor reception. Chris Dunn in South Florida is especially interested in Bermuda, which he's managed to DX on FM. An update from him as of November 18th about ZBM 89.1. They have jettisoned talk shows and are called Ocean 89. They're also online via BermudaBroadcasting.com or their sister station site, Power95.com. I heard them once this year by eSkip, but doubt I will hear any of the others due to interference. AM 1280 is the sole AM station left in Bermuda, to my knowledge. It's parallel to webcast bbnradio.org. I was told there was a Spanish station interfering with it, likely New York City or Puerto Rico. 1450 AM Gold was a great station. The seasoned folk don't have much to listen to in Bermuda as far as secular music outside of Magic 102.7, which also streams. About the clandestine Radio Biafra now off the air, Mike Baraclough in England says, there are many reports about the arrest of Radio Biafra director and activist Nnamdi on the Radio Biafra Facebook page, but whether reports of the numbers of people involved are accurate, I am not sure, such as demonstration by a million. And there are many news articles online, including from the BBC and VOA. The BBC report of November 10th says hundreds of people in southern Nigeria have been protesting the continued detention of Nnamdi Kanu, an activist supporting the creation of a breakaway state of Biafra. The director of band Radio Biafra was arrested last month, still being held despite a court order to free him, his mainly ethnic Igbo supporters say. There are reports of violence during a protest in Port Harcourt. Biafran secessionists fought a three-year civil war that ended in 1970. More than a million people lost their lives before the uprising was eventually quelled by the military. Secessionist groups have attracted the support of many young people in the Southeast in recent years. The BBC's Abdusalam Ahmed in Enugu says they do not want a repeat of the civil war, but are keen to draw attention of the central government to some developmental challenges the region faces. As for Radio Biafra, Kai Lubig has these comments as of November 13th. If they had a contract for 2 months, it did not end after exactly 2 months. There's no explanation for the counter-programming that has apparently been transmitted between October 31st and November 3rd, which was not heard by independent monitors, but reported by Nigerian news media that did not appear to be related to the Biafra activists. Doing such things is not serious broadcasting. It serves to demonstrate that shortwave has almost ceased to be a relevant distribution platform. The programming was in 2009 transmitted by what is now Babcock International, and in 2012 and 13 by Media Broadcast. It would be interesting if both providers now shun this customer, since the reason could be an objection by the foreign offices. This question must be raised in particular in regard to Babcock. But I think the claim is too vague. The first question would be if serious attempts have been made to find another service provider at all. It does not look as if the shortwave signal is of really high priority for them. At least no further mentions of shortwave have been posted to the Radio Biafra Facebook profile so far. There was an appeal for a rally in front of 10 Downing Street. About the reactivation of Radio Gazeta, São Paulo, Brazil, on 15325, the person who originally reported this follows up on November 12th on the Rádio Escudas group, Cássio Santos in Goiânia, saying he thinks it may be active only on Sundays, as hardly anyone else has heard it, including Fran Jr., who is very close to the transmitter site in São Paulo and was not hearing it at all on a Saturday. On a periodic de-expedition in Brighton, Michigan, Don Moore reports hearing those remote Canadian Coast Guard stations in the north. Iqaluit Coast Guard Radio relayed from Killinec Island on 2514 USB. The time to listen is during a scheduled weather broadcast at 0205 UT, which he heard November 8th, and parallel to what I assume is more easily heard, 6507. He says the weather was in English with a slightly distorted computerized voice into French at 0212. Also parallel to 4363 and 2582, as well as 2514. They were all heard earlier around 2240 UT with a barely audible signal. He says, I've been trying for these two stations for years. Glad to finally get them with a positive ID. I still need to hear Cambridge Bay and Inuvik. Also at the de-expedition, Ken Zicke reported Iqaluit on 6507 upper. With northern weather, weak and funky modulation, in addition to the raspy computer-generated voice at 2242 UT, November 7th. The Chilean Pirate on 6925 AM RCW, Radio Compañía Worldwide, was on the air November 13th at midnight 9 UT with an important football game between Chile and Colombia. As reported by several via Claudio Galas on the Condish list. He also heard it the next morning at 0952 until off at 1100 UT when they were relaying Radio France International and Radio Sputnik. Radio Havana Cuba's much-delayed B-15 schedule did go into effect on November 16th. Among the important changes, in the morning hours, they've added three frequencies on the 16-meter band, 17580, 17730, and 17750 at the expense of some of the lower frequencies. Also as expected, in the evening, 9710 has been replaced by 6075 for Spanish broadcasts, which means more interference to CFRX in Toronto, 5 kHz down, but no interference to other stations on 9710, such as China Radio International in Spanish, and later on Voice of Justice, Iran in English, starting at 0320. For no apparent reason, the English broadcast at 20 to 21 UT has moved from 11760 to 11670. Thanks a lot, Arnie, blocking our access to All India Radio all across North America. What becomes of Radio Marti with a thaw in U.S.-Cuban relations? There's a story in El País from Spain in Spanish, thanks to José Miguel Romero, saying that Radio Marti wants to turn the page from anti-Castroism. But there's quite a bit of confusion at the station in Miami about how to do it. Meanwhile, I've noticed that the private anti-Castro clandestine Radio Republica has stayed on the air much later than before on 9490 via France. It's currently registered for 3 hours, midnight to 03 UT, but I heard it at 0425 November 16th, still being jammed, but not as heavily as earlier in the evening. So I wonder what is its true schedule. Is it variable? Visiting the Canary Islands of Spain, Manuel Mendez reports that Radio Nacional Bata Equatorial Guinea is on the air again on 5005. Heard it November 15th from 1815 until cut off abruptly at 1849, and the next night, November 16th, until cut off at 1848. On November 14th, the morning following the terrorist attacks in Paris, Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports he recorded unattended the English hour at 0627 UT, Paris Live AM, on 9675, using the web receiver in the Netherlands. Only fair but listenable reception due to closeness of the transmitter. It was interesting to get directly the French perspective on events, but the information was not much different from that available from a host of broadcasters, domestic and international. And the whole hour was not devoted to the attacks, with the Saturday program Sound Kitchen being broadcast as usual. Perhaps there was more coverage in the French service. You might not know it by listening to RFI during that hour direct from France, but they're also relayed by WRMI. I was listening the following Tuesday during the RFI English hour at 21 UT on 15770, and it was business as usual with lots of other topics during the news magazine, which is Paris Live PM, originally broadcast at 16 UT, but not on shortwave at that hour. There are more RFI relays at 01 and 02 UT via WRMI on 11580, but these are not 7 days a week either. According to the online schedule, those broadcasts are on UT Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday only, while during the 21 hour, the full 60 minutes airs only on Monday and Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's reduced to start at 21:15, and on Thursdays at 21:30. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the Deutscher Wetterdienst, the weather broadcast in German, via a 10-kilowatt transmitter on compatible USB in Pinnenberg, are now scheduled on 5905 instead of 6040 for half an hour at 06 and 12 UT and no longer on the air at 2000. And he says there are upcoming frequency changes for Deutsche Welle in English, effective from November 20th. The hour at 04 UT via Madagascar moves from 11800 to 11810 to avoid Chinese interference, parallel to 9800 via South Africa. And at 05 UT, 15520 Madagascar replaces 15275, parallel to South Africa, 9800. And at 07 to 08, 15530 replaces 15275 via France. At that time, the parallel is UAE on 17800. The Adventist World Radio website has confusing information about the scheduling for DX Wavescan, as they call the program. The first two broadcasts are confirmed by Wolfgang Büschel and myself via Guam, actually on UT Saturday, but Sunday morning in South Asia, Saturday at 22 on 15435 and at 23:30 on 15320. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio. Thanks to Richard Lemke in Albertus, who says congratulations on reaching milestone show number 1,800. I remember first hearing your show on 6185 kHz, which was WRNO, circa 1982. Also, many thanks for a generous contribution from a first-time listener, Lawrence Myers, who sent it via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com and says, we'll support your shortwave ministry when we can. Just don't stop what you are doing. One may also contribute via check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. About Indonesia, Ron Howard in California suggests keeping an ear on 3345 for RRI Ternate, which was heard by Hiroyuki Komatsubara on November 10th from 0930, on and off until closing at 1500, but not heard since then, November 13th or 14th, by Ron or Hiroyuki, actually on 3344.86. From the D-Expedition in Michigan, Don Moore has some interesting utility logs, this time concerning networks for yachts in the Caribbean, presumably on upper sideband. On 8104 is the Seven Seas Cruising Association Yacht Network, heard between 1145 and 1202 UT on November 8th. The base station is KPK in Coral Gables, Florida, communicating with several yachts, including the Kookaburra, 200 miles south-southwest of St. Croix. The base station KPK was very strong. More at the website https://www.ssca.org. And there's another one on 8170, we heard November 7th, between 1204 and 1220, the Coconut Telegraph Net with marine weather at TuneIn, and contacts between yachts, one in a harbor in Antigua. Unlike some nets, there is no land-based central control. Zaharias Liangas in Greece reports hearing the low-power Radio Marconi International from Italy on 11389.5, Sunday, November 15th at 0930, with a DX program. And MRI has notified me of their next test schedule. Saturday, November 21st, 13 to 1430 UT. Sunday, the 22nd at 09 to 13. And Wednesday, November 25th from 18 until 1930. They say they have so far received correct reports from 13 countries, all in Europe. But they're anxious to receive feedback from more countries in QSL 100%. Via Marconi Radio International at gmail.com. Harold Sellers, listening in his car parked near the lake in Vernon, British Columbia, reports hearing Saturday, November 14th at 1516 UT, something in English on 15515 listed as Radio Warawangila, IRRS via Romania. However, this had already been changed to something else, as soon became apparent, thanks to news from Ivo Ivanov. Instead of that, the program during that half-hour weekly is Radio Fabrik Salzburg, as in Austria. And furthermore, Ivo Ivanov says there was another program on Sunday at the same time, in English, but unidentified. That is 15 to 1530 UT, which he says is now broadcast via Bulgaria, not Romania. Ron Howard in California reports on Seabreeze from Japan about abductions by North Korea, now scheduled from 13 UT on 7400. On November 12th, a Thursday, they were again in English, as they are on Thursdays only, but it was a repeat, exactly the same items as heard 1 week before. But lately, there has been no interference from China during that same hour, allowing for much better reception of Shokaze. So did CRI actually drop that transmission due to Seabreeze. It was on the air after 1400 with a good signal on 7400. Edward Kusilik in Alberta reports hearing Tazin Radio from Myanmar on 6165, November 17th from 1352, and with news in English at 1435, followed by music. It went off at 1458. And Ron Howard in California reports Myanmar Radio on 5985, November 18th at 1530, with news in English, but unreadable. More readable at 1538, relaying VOA Special English, People in America, about Catherine Graham. After the weather and before the VOA relay, he says noticeably absent were the usual nationalistic slogans. November 17th at 0155, I was hearing some pirate music, but very weak, on 6952.62 in the AM mode. The operator had posted on HF Underground that he would be testing a new one, Synthetic Mayhem, but he's calling the station Radio After Dark, and his Gmail address implies he is in Canada. Says the power was 35 watts and stayed on until 0404. November 18th at 0733, I was surprised to find WKY Oklahoma City off the air from 9:30, so I was trying to identify a couple of other stations. Next check in the daytime at 1703, it was back on the air in Spanish, but much weaker than usual, so they must be having transmitter problems. On SWL at QTH.net, Guido Santacana, presumably in Puerto Rico, says, I've been monitoring the Russian buzzer at 4625 kHz and find it to be a very good indicator of propagation conditions. Some days it has been almost impossible to hear, even on my HQ180A, but on November 16th I could hear it on any of my radios. Ivo Ivanov as SWLDX Bulgaria says, in the winter B-15 season, no more broadcasts from the clandestine to Rwanda radio Inya Butatu. It had been Saturday at 17 to 18 via France on 17605. Kai Ludwig says, apparently in the local language, they are announcing they're no longer on shortwave at radioinyabutatu.org. And he wonders if they changed their transmission provider at one point. Originally from August 2013, it was via Issoudun, France, but it may have used Broadcast Belgium as well. Ron Howard in California reports the Chinese number station, Star Star, known to aficionados as V13, November 16th at 1305 until off at 1324, on 7502. It's an AM plus both sidebands, but strongest in upper sideband. He assumes it is their fourth program, Xing Xing Guangbo Diantai, number 4, believed to be operated by the Taiwanese Intelligence Agency, starting at 1300 and 1200 UT. Keith Perrone says there was a last-minute frequency change for their series of special broadcasts from PCJ Radio International every Saturday for the rest of the year at 09 to 10 UT, not on 17825 via Sri Lanka, but instead on 11580 via Okeechobee, intended for Europe. A Voice of America press release of November 17th is headlined, VOA Achieves Record Audience Growth and Impact. Weekly audiences for VOA news and programs in all media hit record levels this year, reaching 187.7 mega people weekly, according to new figures released by the Broadcasting Board of Governors. VOA now accounts for 83% of the total measured audience for U.S. international media, boosting the combined weekly measured audience of BBG entities to 226 million, also a new high. Of course, less and less of that is via shortwave. BBC Monitoring was a bit skeptical in quoting this record, inserting their headline, U.S. external broadcasters claim unprecedented audience figures. John Carver in mid-north Indiana recommends a program he contributes to, Ramsey's Roadhouse, but It's supposed to be going off the air after the end of November. It's on WBCQ 7490 variable, UT Tuesdays at midnight to midnight 30. The producer of the program, however, Jim Reynolds, is thinking about starting up another show. In ABDX, Martin Fultz in California has been in contact with the chief engineer of the 1230 station in Las Vegas, Nevada, KLAV. It seems he has been working on improving the transmitter site, moved to a vastly superior ground system, and interested in before and after reports on signal reception. The move was made on November 11th. Still 1 kilowatt non-directional, of course, being on a graveyard frequency. The same group, Lotus Corp, also has stations on 920, 1100, 1340, and 1460. Not once, but twice I've heard a station listed with 14 watts at night in Millbank, South Dakota, the northeast corner, KMSD on 1510. Their day power, by the way, is 5 kilowatts. I heard their colorful musical portfolio November 13th at 0716 UT, and also on the 14th at 0200. Of course, to do this, it has to compete with, among others, 50 kilowatt WLAC in Nashville, which is fortunately about a right angle from here, calling itself Hometown Radio and also identifying for their translator on 98.3. And KMSD also reported by Rob Ross in Ontario, November 16th at 0200. Some Denver radio news from Kit, W5KAT, on the ABDX list. I see a reported price paid for a 94.1 translator now carrying KOA. 250 watts. It was sold for $950,000. The news release from KOA says the new translator will allow KOA to reach more listeners. Really? A 250-watt translator to reach more listeners than their 50-kilowatt AM signal, Class A? Absolutely amazing. No wonder they spent nearly $1 million for it. For your amusement, I recommend the widely syndicated Weekend Radio, originating at WCLV in Cleveland. This weekend, UT November 22nd, at 03 to 04 on their webcast, you should hear that I am a winner of their competition, having submitted a funny faux pas from an Enid periodical. Many other webcasts 1 hour later on KUCO in Oklahoma. Mike Dodge Weisskopf tells me that his little history of WWV and WWVH has been reissued and expanded with a trove of recordings recently unearthed by WWVH. It's called At the Tone. Details at his website, shortwavemusic.bandcamp.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic activity reaching G1 minor storm levels likely November 30th, December 1st, 6th, and 8th, with ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5. Solar flux troughing at 95 November 20th to 22nd, and peaking to 120 November 30th and December 1st. And that's World of Radio 1800. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.